Hello. Tommy?
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Tommy. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I was giving you a call because I know that we're currently, you know, managing the Google Business Profile and the directory submission and the website, right? And I don't know if you've heard of Google Guaranteed, which is a program that you might qualify for. And so I just wanted to at least share that information with you if you had a moment.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, anything you can do to help me out. I mean, I get one call a year. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, for sure.
I got customers from 20 years ago, but that ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and this is why I wanted to kind of talk to you about the Google Guaranteed program because, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, right? But it's the ones that you'll see when you do a search on Google. They're at the very top of the page, and they have this green check mark that says sponsored, Google Guaranteed. Does that sound familiar?
If I knew your job, I wouldn't hire you. That's my thing. You know, I'm a roofer. I mean, I got one call out of the 3 years or whatever I've been with you guys, and that's an old customer. That's an old customer. That's nothing to do with y'all.
Yeah, and I heard you when you mentioned that. So the reason why I was explaining is because if you've ever seen the placement of it is why I was asking. So I'm not assuming that you need to know my job, right? So basically, Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created where you pay per lead. However, the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You don't share it with anyone. It's only being sent to you. With that program, there are requirements from Google to be a part of that program because they also put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's like almost as if Google guarantees your work, okay? So first off, they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews, which is no problem because I think you have 4, so you might be okay there. They do require for the roofing, okay? There's 1 of 4 licenses that they would want you to have. Now, there's either the Virginia Home Improvement Contractor License, the Residential Building Contractor License, the Commercial Building Contractor License with the specialty in roofing, or the Commercial Improvement Contractor License. I'm assuming 1 of those 4 that I mentioned you carry?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it looks like they want you to have a $250,000 general liability insurance. I'm assuming you carry that as well?
I guess, yeah.
Well, either you remember if you do or you don't.
I got insurance. I don't know how much it is, but...
Okay.
Again, you know what I care about all that? Nothing. You know what I'm getting ready to do? I'm getting ready to cancel Google because I've got nothing out of the $150 a month I get. I had people call me and said that I'm not even on the page when they look me up. They're supposed to come up within 50 miles of my area code. And they say it doesn't.
Yeah, let me be very clear with you. Okay, first and foremost, the $150 that you pay a month, which is actually $149, okay, that is giving you the local listing with the website and the directory submission, okay? Basically, a local listing and the local map is going to target within probably 10 to 15 miles from your zip code. If you're wanting to target outside of that, which is even up to 50 miles, we either have to be complementing it with Google Ads, Facebook Ads, or the suggestion would be Google Guaranteed. Because that's what's going to allow you to get found in those additional areas. So for you to be found within a 50-mile radius with the local-only package that you're doing now is not going to happen. And I want to be super transparent with you on that.
Right. It's doing me no good to pay somebody else to feed. I'm feeding somebody else for nothing. That's
well,
all it is.
But when you're paying $149 a month, and that's why I want to share that with you, it's not including any ad campaigns. If you want to be found in the additional areas, like even within a 50-mile radius from your zip code, we would have to be running Facebook ads, Google ads, or you doing the Google Guaranteed. Investing $149, I'm sorry, that's not going to get you those other ad campaigns. And so that's why I'm calling you, because that's the reason that I'm like calling you.
You're calling me for more money. Just like y'all do every month. You call me about some other program, about some other nonsense, and then 15 minutes now I'll get 6 calls from your competitors or somebody from Pakistan. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I do better without any advertising.
Well, and again, I'm not calling you to ask you for more money. I'm calling you to just go over with you the different options that there are. At the end of the day, okay, the ball is in your court, Tommy, what you want to do, right? This is your business. But I would be doing you a disservice if I don't offer you other options.
I don't give a damn about y'all. Just like you don't give a damn about me. I mean, I'm not stupid, you know?
Well, I'm sorry, Tommy, if you feel that way. I mean, that's not my intention for you to feel like that.
No, it's the truth. It's pissing $150 a month away, just like cable TV. They start off, we're going to give it to you for $69. And you get to-
Well, with cable TV, I know what you're talking about, because like with them, they get you on a promotional deal, right? And then they're like, okay, it's for the year.
$69. That's a lie from the get-go. But again, some guy got on there from Pakistan and lied. And that's the truth. I don't even turn the TV on. I don't know why I pay the bill. I don't even turn it on. You don't hear it, do you? It don't even get turned on. I've no interest in it. But I have it because I'm a fool. I signed up for a 2-year thing on it, and now it's been 3 or 4. And every time I tell them I'm going to cancel it, oh, you got to pay this, you got to pay that, and you know this and this, and we can knock $20 off of it. That lasts for 2 days. Yeah, I mean, it's just a bunch of bullshit. It's all a big hustle. And I don't even know who the hell you are. I don't even know if you're with local Splash.
I could even send you my contact information, Tommy, again. The call was just to kind of go over with you what the different options would be for your business. I'm not here to try to upset you or to ruffle feathers or anything like that. I mean, that's the only reason for the call.
It doesn't work. I'll tell you that, it doesn't work. And you know it doesn't work. I mean, you guys, you changed it where you got the number direct or whatever, and I still ain't getting no calls. So, I mean, the only thing you can do at that point, it'd be like me saying, hey, I'm going to fix your roof, and I don't fix it, but I get paid. That's the same thing. You know, it's illegal, for one. None of you guys know what you're talking about. I mean, nobody really works. Everybody's a phone solicitor now. You know, I've been a bit 5 years, it don't even matter to me. When I shut the door, it ain't gonna matter.
Okay. So if you'd like, I mean, if you're wanting to cancel, I can put in the cancel request for you and then have one of the team members reach out just to confirm the cancellation. Again, I apologize if my phone call was upsetting to you. That wasn't my goal, you know.
It's just reality. You know, it's reality. I've given you guys about, I don't know, probably maybe $10,000, whatever it is, for nothing. It does nothing.
It looks like, what, a year and a half?
Okay, and I've got...
That's not $10,000 at paying $149 a month.
Okay, I haven't got not one job. Do you got $1,000 to give me just in case that did not for you? Or no?
$1,000 that I'm going to hand over to you? You're asking
like
me to give you $1,000? I mean, I don't have $1,000 to give to you.
I don't have $1,000 to give you neither, but I mean, all these broken promises about, well, you're going to get at least 3 calls a week. You know, when I was with Angie's List, I got 15 calls a day. Now nobody uses Angie's List. It's like nobody uses your Splash. When somebody wants something done, here's what they do now. This is the new age. I'm going to educate you on this. They go on Marketplace. They say they want somebody to wipe their ass. And they go to the bathroom. They come back. There's 14 people that want to wipe that butt before they can even respond. And that is where, that's where it's come to. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. You got multiple people that want to do your job, so you can decide on how much you really want to spend. They do it with everything. They do it with air conditioning. They do it with roofing. They, I'm looking for a roof where I'll pay an arm and leg. They'll get 35 people that have been done. a lower job to get the job. Because that's stupid. If I was really using anything other than that, then stupid if they did. If I needed somebody to put an alternator on my truck, all I have to do is just say that I want an alternator part of my truck. And I get 40 people today that want to put that on there. And that's what you see every day. Before I can even respond to it, within 2 weeks, they're wanting the job that they asked for. So that's where the advertising is now.
Okay. Well, then I have actually heavily notated the account with everything that you've mentioned as far as that you've gotten one call from us a year, and it's not even...
Go
ahead.
You know that, right? You know that nobody...
I don't know that. I like literally called you from our Google Guarantee department to talk to you about this, and I'm notating everything that you're telling me, and I'm repeating to you what I'm putting in the notes so that the team is aware, okay? I would love for them to look at your account to see what's going on. So I've been sitting here listening to what your complaints are because I want these things to be addressed. I'm here to help. I'm not here to ruffle feathers, right?
They're not.
I understand.
They're facts. They're not complaints. See, when you're a roofer, here's what you get paid to do. Add. And that's all you do is add. If you can add, you can put exactly what you want where you want it on the roof. You know where to put. I know if I need 30 squares on the house, I know I need 5 up on top, 3 squares on the garage. You know, spread them out like that. That's what you do. And then when you get paid into the end of the job, you get paid. You see what you made and what you didn't make. When it comes to guys, the only calls I'm getting is from you, people like you, and other people that are in your business. Yeah, that's it. Nobody has told me and said they got my number from anywhere other than a friend or off my truck or so forth. You know, I got magnets on my truck. They're $25 a piece. They generate work. They work. So I keep them on there. If it didn't work, I throw them in the trash. Remember, Angie's List used to give you a little bozo button and stuff to put on your truck. Well, I do the same thing with Better Business Bureau. I got, you know, I pay them $800 a year or whatever. Not one person has come. People don't even know what the BBB even is. You know, the world has changed, and you know it has too. I mean, whatever you guys are doing, it ain't working is all I'm saying. It's not working. You know, somebody told me that I was going to be on voice activation, and I paid $300 several different times for that, and that never happens. So whoever's on the other...
Okay, well, first of all, the voice activation was not with us. I could tell you that right now. That was not with our company. So that voice activation that you paid $300 for, that had to have been with another company. Because that's not part of our services, the voice activation. And voice activation, I'll be honest with you, in my opinion, is like a waste of money because what they're doing is they're putting you on a whole bunch of directories that people have never even heard of, which are going to generate a bunch of spam calls for you. So I know for a fact that wasn't our company, you know, because we're not going to put you on a bunch of directories, you know. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that.
But when I started my business, you were probably in elementary school. And I did it with a handshake and no money with an old truck.
I don't know how old you think I am, but I mean, I remember the yellow pages and the white pages. So, I mean, I'm a 70s baby, so early 70s. So I'm very familiar with the way people used to do things. You know, my dad would call his brother and say, hey, you know, a plumber? Because my plumbing went out, right? That's the way people got around. That's the way people found
businesses.
They don't do that. They don't do that no more. Unfortunately,
because
in this day and age,
somebody sees a plumber's house, they're going to call the police because they think it's ICE or SWAT or a drug dealer. People are, let's put it this way, people are nuts anymore. They're absolutely crazy.
Well, like I said, I mean, in this day and age, everything's online. No one even talks anymore. Everybody's glued to their phones, right? I mean, people don't even have conversations at the dinner table anymore because they're stuck on the phone. In my household, phones get put away. You're going to sit and eat dinner, then we eat together as a family, and we have conversations. We're not on our phones. Stuck on our phone, eating our food, you know? And it's just, it's the way times are now. You know what I mean? What I do at least want, Tommy, is for the team to take a look at your account and to find out what's been going on, right? I could at least do that much for you to try to see, like, where is it failing? Like, where are we missing, right? So I do want them to review your account. If anything, that's what this phone call was about, you know, and that's always going to be my goal. Whether you were to sign up with other products that we offer or not, it's not going to kill me if I could help you with your account.
I'd be stupid to
have these addressed.
Sign up for anything.
I want them to look at it.
Wouldn't I be stupid to sign up with anything you guys offer?
I don't use that type of vocabulary. You know,
okay,
again,
well, I've been here a year and a half, and not one soul, not absolutely, not even as much as my mother has looked and seen my company on anything, and not one soul has called me. You know, oh, you got 13 hits last month. You know what hits pay? Nothing. Clicks.
Yeah.
Oh, you got 9 clicks. You got 9 clicks. You know who that is? That's girlfriends that are just being nosy. Ex-girlfriends or whatever you want to call them, associates.
Yeah.
Friends. You know, Brenda X went on there and put a thing on it. That's an old twat from 40 years ago. She's nothing. You know, it's just a joke. And that's where it's at, you know. If somebody don't like your company, they can go on there. It's like back in the day, people said, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau on you. Well, call them.
Yeah.
I'm not a member. You're not a member. If you're a member, you're full. You know, any jackleg is not going to be a member, because if he's a jackleg, then he's going to get tossed. But as long as you don't pay that fee, you ain't got to worry about it. And that's how they beat the system. Now, I do good work, and I'm a good, honest company. So I can be on there, and I don't care. And every once in a while, like I said, a girlfriend that decided that, you know, I decided she wasn't going to live with me forever for nothing, might get an attitude and move her kids and everything in, or grown kids. She might get an attitude and put something on there stupid, but I don't care. You know, I've already made more money than I expected to make from 62, so it ain't like I'm taking it where I go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got somebody clicking in on something about, you know, because by the time you get off this phone, somebody's monitoring it or something new, and they think I'm signing up for something else, so they're going to get part of that. And there's so many shysters out there. I don't know who, you know, I got a 703 number here, a plus 1703 number that you're from, which I'm guessing you're probably what, in California?
I am. I live in California. Uh-huh. Southern part of California.
And you got a 703 number. Ain't that funny how that works?
Well, because when I make calls out, I use a voice over internet. So if I'm calling in Dallas, Texas, and I'm clarifying with you, I mean, I'm explaining why you're going to see those type of numbers.
No, I already know.
I'm very upfront. I got nothing to hide. I'm very upfront. So the reason that you'll see like a local number, go ahead.
I wouldn't. Because you know, if it wasn't a local number, I wouldn't answer it.
You're always welcome to call our 877 number as well. I mean, you can always ask them for Nadine. I've been here going on 8 years.
Well, I'd say like... and answer it, you know, if it was an out-of-state call. See, my phone don't impress me. My phone, this is the first time my phone's rang in about 4 or 5 weeks, maybe longer. I mean,
mm-hmm.
But nobody calls me. Matter of fact, I thought my phone number was not even, the bill wasn't paid, and it wasn't even activated. That's how silly it is. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's people that... There's people in love with their phone. There's people in love with their wife. I have no wife, and I don't give a rat's ass about the phone. I have the phone because I have to. Only. You know, I just got rid of my flip phone. That's how much I care about the phone. And the only reason I did that is because AT&T, well, Verizon said that they weren't going to do nothing with a flip phone no more, whatever it was. It cost me $1,200 for a new phone that I don't use. I don't really need. But I'm playing the game and rolling with it. You know, these kids are taking over all the technology with these phones. When these kids got a phone, that's when the hell went to hand. I went to hell. The world went to hell in the handbasket. And that's the truth. There's no reason for a 9-year-old kid to have a $1,200 phone. Kids don't even know who they're sitting next to on their school bus because they're not paying attention to that person. They're paying attention to the phone.
Yeah.
We came up, we didn't have a phone. We didn't even have a phone in the house, and that's the truth. And didn't need one. Got along just fine. And when we did have a phone, it was a pay phone. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Rotary pay phone we had in my grandma's house.
Yeah. I hear you.
Did he make a call?
Yeah.
But the phone's never done nothing for me. I don't see the fascination in it. Video games. My kids went through video games like there was, I mean, my son had an $1,800 computer when it first come out, but it was an Alienware. Like $1,800? That cost more than my truck that I'm driving, and it did. But I got, you know, and that's the truth. I think I paid $2,500 for a truck, and I paid $1,800 for his computer, which is, again, a pile of shit now because it's out of date. So, yeah. You know, that's how phones are the same way. I don't know what's next. You know, technology don't do nothing for me. Like I said, we're at war now, and people think that their phone is still, you know, the most important thing on in their life. You know, they got, I mean, phones are off the chain, too. I mean, mine was $1,200. Some of these phones are outrageous how much they cost and the protection for them and everything that goes with that. And like I said, there's 15 phones to a household. It makes no sense. Nobody speaks to each other. They just text it. Do-do-do-do-do. That's it. That's
yeah.
How. Like, it's like math in school. You know, half of it we don't even use. I mean, like, the only thing I did good is in math, I guess, and that's why, like I said, I can look at your house. I can do a drive-by on your house and tell you pretty much how many square to put on it. But, you know, when I was 25, what you're telling me would make me excited, and I'd be all for it. At 62, I really don't even give a damn one way or the other. Cause
okay. Well, I appreciate your honesty. You know?
I mean, that's why I'm still in business, because you know what I tell my customers? You got a new truck and I got an old one, that's going to change. And they laugh.
Yeah.
And that's, again, you know, these kids driving around in these $80,000, $90,000 trucks, they're squatting them and they're doing this and doing that, tinting the windows all out and everything. It's absurd. It's that's why trucks are off the chain. My truck's a 2004, so it's 20 years old. And it does fine, you know. But, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't have anything. I had a bicycle.
Yeah.
So, till the day I turned 18. So these kids nowadays are absolute brats. That's why the jails are full of them. But that's not my problem. You know, been there, done all that. You know, I've started over two or three different times. I got two kids and one ex, and I'm done with all of it. Don't make
you're like, and I'm good.
My house is paid for, and no, I'm not looking to get married and give it away. You know, but women act like, well,
yeah.
You know how it is. But I laugh at
yeah.
it. Come over,
always.
Stay the night, and bring a change of clothes, and get the hell on down.
All right, cool. Tommy. I did put in the notes so that way they can take a look at your account. And I went ahead and notated everything as you mentioned. I do appreciate you, though, taking the time to speak with me. And, you know, if the best that I could do on this call was to get someone to look at your account to see what else we can do, then I did, you know, part of my job. You know, whether it was not even discussing with you, you know, the other products, that's okay. I mean, I want to make sure that they do take a look at your account. Okay?
Thing is, you know, I just use it like a psychiatrist type thing, you know. I mean, you pay them $400 or $500 an hour. I figured I'd get some of my money's worth. Thank you. Bye.